Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Inspirational Talk with Tenille, the show that promotes inspirational leaders from various walks of life, whether authors, artists, entrepreneurs, or business owners, all have positive messages geared to encourage and empower others. I'm your host, international award-winning author, Tenille Jackson. For more information on my books, please feel free to visit my website at www.tenillestodos.org. That's www.tenellestodos.org. And if you're an author interested in learning how to succeed in the literary industry, visit the website for my organization, Authors Promoting Success, at www.weareaps.com. That's www.weareaps.com. And if you have not already done so, please feel free to follow Inspirational Talk with Tenille by going to blogtalkradio.com/authorTJ. You can also friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at TJ Monique, or even connect with me on LinkedIn. I am so excited about my guest today. I've interviewed him before, and I have the privilege to interview him again. You know him as an award-winning author of The Crisis Before Midlife, but my guest today is the owner and operator of MDK Entertainment. His passion for communication and diverse cultures has introduced him to a new mission to uplift minds through word and film. His three-year goal is to spark an educational revolution through action and literacy. And so if you want more information about my guest, you can go to his website, www.mariodking.com. Please help give a warm welcome to my guest, none other than award-winning author Mario King. How you doing, Mario?
I'm pretty good, Tenille, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. It's really cold here in Chicago. How is it out there in North Carolina where you are?
It's not too bad. We got a little ice and snow at the beginning of last week, Monday and Tuesday, but it's pretty much cleared up now. It's still a little cold, but it can't compare to Chicago, I tell you that.
Oh, no. You got that right. You are definitely correct in that statement. Well, look, we are going to get going. And just for the listeners, if you're listening and you have any questions for Mario, feel free to call in at area code 347-945-7394. Mario, you were on probably almost a year and a half ago we were talking about your book, The Crisis Before Midlife, and we're going to jump into that, but you know how I like to start off the interview, and that's with this question. If someone was to ask you, who is Mario D. King, how would you answer that question?
Well, pretty much I'll keep it simple, Tenille. To be honest, right now I'm just a man on a mission. I'm a man of purpose, and I recently was able to identify my purpose. So I'm just in a process of fulfilling that purpose.
Well, you know we're not going to be able to get into this interview without me hearing what that purpose is, right? But first, what we'll do is, for those who don't know about your book, The Crisis Before Midlife, why don't you give them a little bit of more information about that book?
Yeah, no problem. The Crisis Before Midlife, as you mentioned earlier, was just my introduction and my debut novel into the literacy world. And pretty much it's pretty much a novel about a single father who's pretty much trying to deal with the weight of the world that's on his shoulders. And as he's approaching 30, his daughter is starting to ask questions in regards to where her mom has been, et cetera. So pretty much in that process, you know, he's dealing with the lack of self-confidence. And again, he's starting to feel that pressure because he wants to be the man that he knows he's destined to be, but he's trying to juggle the different things such as relationships, friendships, and family, all within the process of trying to find that spiritual peace. So I kind of struggled with trying to put this in a particular genre because it's not, you know, your street lit novel and it's not your street romance novel. So I pretty much just call it a real life novel.
No, definitely. And, you know, sometimes as writers, it is difficult for us to categorize what we're writing. You know, it's easier to say fiction versus nonfiction, but it does get a little touchy when you're trying to be specific. Is it romance? Is it relationships? Is it, like you said, is it urban? Is it street lit? And so, you know, sometimes that becomes a difficult issue. But, you know, at the end of the day, it really is able to help whomever. So the category is it the focus more so than just getting the book in the hands of readers that really need to be able to connect with this? So, you know, I know that it did come out and you were able to, you won the Author of the Year Award with the Black Writers and Book Clubs back in 2013. And again, I want to definitely congratulate you on that. How have you found your journey as an author? Is it still, you know, does it still seem kind of new, or do you feel like you've kind of, you know, gotten accustomed to it, or how are you finding your journey?
The journey has been great ever since I debuted this novel. The love and appreciation and the acclaim that I've been receiving for it has been overwhelming for me. So it pretty much just solidified that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And as you know, with any journey, you're always learning. You're always trying to connect with different people, especially the help that you've been providing me through Authors Promoting Success. Those kind of things, people don't really be able to take advantage of those kind of situations. So I'm always have open ears. If it's something I need, you know, I have a good circle that I can reach out to, because, like I said, it's an ever-growing process, and I'm always looking to learn more.
You know what? It definitely is. And for those of you who are just now tuning in, you are listening to an interview with award-winning author Mario D. King. And if you want to know any more about Mario or his book, The Crisis Before Midlife, feel free to visit his website at www.mariodking.com. That's www.mariodking.com. And if you have any questions for Mario, feel free to call in at area code 347-945-7394. Again, that's area code 347-945-7394. Now, Mario, earlier in an interview, you were saying that you had discovered your purpose. So if you will, why don't you just share with us a little bit about what you feel that purpose is?
I believe my overall purpose is to be a pillar within the African-American community. Ever since I was, you know, younger growing up, I've always been kind of, you know, socially conscious of the things that's been plaguing, you know, our community as a whole. So right now I just feel like it's a good time for me to invest more time in a community that I live in and also branch out to other communities as well, reach out to, you know, different community leaders and see what we can do to become solutions as opposed to continuing to be part of the problem.
Now, do you have anything set up yet to try to help you execute that plan, or are you in talks with any other leaders at this time, or what exactly is it that you want to do to help to accomplish that goal?
Well, right now, I think it all stems from mentorship. You know, it all starts with the youth because they are our future leaders of the next generation. So what I've been doing is just trying to stay busy, staying involved with different grassroots organizations that's within the immediate proximity of where I'm at. So eventually I would, like I said, like to branch out and just partner together, because I think it's a lot of organizations out there that's doing some things that people want to do, but a lot of people don't know. So I think if we are able to join together, I think we can make a beautiful impact on the community.
Definitely. You know, my motto is that we are better together. And so many times, you know, people, you get some people who feel like that they can conquer the world by themselves. But as you stated, you know, it really won't be effective unless we are able to bind or join forces, you know, because what someone has over here may work over there. But then when you come around the corner, it may not work here. But what I have can work around the corner. So if we put everything together, then we'll be able to accomplish that one goal. So I definitely want to applaud and commend you for that, because it is so needed, especially with young African-American men, you know, to serve as that mentor. I know a few friends of mine who are ladies, they have certain programs out geared toward little girls, and where that is also needed, it is so necessary to have that mentorship for young African-American males to get them off the street, to be able to see, you know what, there are other options available other than gang banging and selling drugs. So I definitely want to commend you for wanting to take a step forward to be that role model. You know what, Mario, I also want to ask you, I know that you have the Crisis Before Midlife. Are you working on any other projects at this time?
Yes, I am. So I do have a new project slated for July coming out this year. And as you know, we're always evolving. So I didn't want to become kind of typecast to one particular genre, as we talked about earlier. So this project is going to be a 360-degree shift from my first project that I came out with. But the principles will remain the same. My new project is an African-American studies project titled What's Happening, Brother? How to Strategize in a System Designed for You to Fail. Now, you can consider this project as a sort of a call to action to some of the social ills that's continuing to plague the communities that we live in. So I'll be discussing topics such as the lack of support for Black-owned businesses, the need for a new curriculum within the educational system, and also how we as Black men have been continuously letting down our Black women to the point where we kind of push them to this independent mentality that many of them speak of today.
No, and you know what? I definitely think that that is a much needed book. A lot of people, I believe, are going to be interested in reading that. And, you know, as I do that, this is really the time to start laying the foundation for that book, especially with it about to hit in July. So for those of you who are listening and you're interested, Mario, give them the title of that book one more time.
It's going to be called What's Happening, Brother? How to Strategize in a System Designed for You to Fail.
So you definitely don't want to miss out on that book. And like I say, yeah, that book that's coming out, again, is set to come out in this upcoming July, as well as his book, The Crisis Before Midlife. So we definitely want for you to support Mario. Again, you can do so by going to his website, www.mariodking.com. That's www.mariodking.com. And Mario, you know, I understand 150% how difficult it can be trying to balance everything, because the listeners may just hear, oh, he's written a book, or oh, he's trying to do this project. But you are also a husband and a father, and you have a 9-to-5 job. So how do you find time to balance it all?
No, man, it can get tough at times, but pretty much it just comes down to self-discipline and time management. Like, you really have to prioritize your day probably a couple of days before. So usually what I try to do is when I have some rest time, maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, I try to plan my week accordingly. If there's things that I know I need to do from a writing standpoint, I just block off some time. Don't let nothing, you know, interrupt me during that writing period, you know, because I know I have deadlines to meet for my editors, et cetera. And as far as, you know, you have to fit your family time in there as well. So it's a challenge. You have to juggle a lot of balls. But if you have the correct time management skills, you'll be fine.
You know what? And I could not have said it better myself. I get asked, honestly, that same question. How do you balance it all? And that's pretty much my answer in a nutshell. You know, like, you have to find time to balance it all. Like, I tell people all the time, I don't really think about what all I have to do, because I think when you think about everything you have to do, it becomes overwhelming. But when you just stay active and you just do it, it makes it easier, because, like, to the outside person, it seems like a lot to have a spouse, to have kids, to have a job, to write a book, you know. But when you're just doing it, it's what you love. You know what I'm saying? So when it's, when you're doing what you love, it doesn't really seem like work.
I agree.
So, for those of you who are just tuned in, you have missed a great interview. But fortunately for you, you can also get this on the archive of Inspirational Talk with Tenille. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and click on it, and you'll be able to hear the entire thing. But I'm having the privilege of interviewing award-winning author Mario King. We have discussed a little bit about everything. We've discussed his current title, which is The Crisis Before Midlife. We've discussed an upcoming title that he's working on, as well as his purpose, his passion, and so you will really appreciate this interview. It's really straight from the heart, and it's as real as it gets. If you all want to hear more information about Mario, feel free to go to his website, which is www.mariodking.com. That's www.mariodking.com. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to call in at area code 347-945-7394. Now, Mario, I want to touch base really quickly on something that you discussed or you mentioned earlier. You were saying about how being part of Authors Promoting Success. So again, for the listeners who don't know, I have my own organization that's called Authors Promoting Success, where the purpose is to really help other authors. I believe, as I've said before, that we are better together. So many times people get so caught up on being selfish and me, my, and I. But I believe that if you reach out and you help other authors, that it will end up being able to help you in turn. So you said that you've really been able to get something out of the organization. And again, for the listeners who don't know, Mario is actually my North Carolina president, and so he is pretty much the literary liaison for the organization for North Carolina. How has serving in that capacity been a benefit for you as an author?
Well, as you know, you can't really put a price tag on information. I'm pretty much like a sponge. So any information that I'm able to get, I try to attain it and use it the best way I can. And with APS, Authors Promoting Success, you know, being able to link with you, Tenille, of course, international award-winning author, and the other authors that's connected within that network, like I said, the information that you guys provide to me, being that I've only been in the literary world for like 2 years in 2013 as far as being a published author, it's been valuable, and everybody that's come in contact with who are upcoming writers or who, you know, written a couple of novels but still have questions about the publishing industry, I always bring it back to say, hey, you want to check out this networking group. Because like you said, together we are better, and that's no other way. When I first got into the publishing industry, I did see some of the selfishness of people not wanting to share information. So it was definitely refreshing you who was willing to share it, you know, because like you said, we're all in this genre together. We are not competing amongst each other, because we all have a message to get out to the world. So why try to be selfish with it?
Exactly. And that's really my message at large, is that regardless of what book or what genre you have, we all have different messages. So how can it hurt to share the information that I have with someone else? You know, with Sophie, well, if I tell her this or if I tell him this, then they're going to take it and they're going to be able to use it. But you know what? At the end of the day, we all, as you said at the beginning of this interview, we all have a purpose. And so my purpose cannot, will not conflict with yours and vice versa. And the sooner I believe that we understand the importance of networking and helping out each other, the better and the greater that our individual purposes will be. And so I definitely, you know, I appreciate everything that you have contributed to the organization as well. And for anyone who's listening that might be an aspiring writer, or maybe, as Mario said, you've already written a couple books and just need more information, I definitely encourage you, if you're in the North Carolina area, to reach out to Mario as being a North Carolina chapter president, or if you just want more information in general, feel free to go to that website, which is www.weareaps.com. That's www.weareaps.com. Now, Mario, we have covered so many capacities of you. You are truly, you do it all. You know, you're a husband, a father, a writer, you work, you're an activist. And so for those listeners that are tuning in and they're really, you know, getting nuggets from you, what are some lasting remarks that you would have for the listeners?
Last remarks I would probably say is, if you have a vision and you have a dream, don't sit on it. You know, pretty much just do it. It all goes back to self-discipline. If you know what your true purpose is deep in your heart, just do what you can and try to get it out there. A lot of people are not going to like what you're doing. They're not going to agree with it. But as long as you stay true to yourself, you can never go wrong with that.
I wholeheartedly agree. You definitely have to stay true to yourself. And, you know me, I'm definitely one who believes in God, and I believe that, you know, if you align yourself with what His will is for your life, that you can't go wrong. And you said something in your message when you said that a lot of people will not like you. And I'm so glad that you brought that point up, because many people believe that, you know, hey, this journey, I'm going to have so many friends, there's going to be so many people that's on my team and this, that, and the other. But the truth of the matter is that when you are really walking in your purpose for real, you probably will be walking alone, or at least, you know, it's not going to be like a bandwagon of folks that are really rooting for you, because so many times that you find out, and it's sad sometimes, but, you know, and I'm not sure if you've experienced the same thing, but a lot of times you get people that end up really rooting for you to fail.
I agree. That's it. I've experienced that as well. But again, you got to have thick skin whatever you decide to do, whether it's writing or whatever your passion and love is, or your purpose, you got to have thick skin and be able to walk through it.
Definitely, definitely. And so, again, for those of you who have tuned in, I've been interviewing award-winning author Mario D. King. He's written the book, The Crisis Before Midlife. And if you want any more information about Mario, feel free to visit his website at www.mariodking.com. That's www.mariodking.com. Now, Mario, really quickly, I know that in your bio, I was reading a little bit about you, and it said that because your genre now, you actually wrote a novel, but I know that you also won a Poet of the Year award. So are you still into poetry? Do you still like to write it or you know, perform it? What is your relationship at this point still with poetry?
Yes, definitely. I love still write poetry. That's the best form of mental therapy for me. Pretty much my poetry is slated towards more socially conscious material nowadays. I do like to do a lot of freestyle writing, where pretty much I'll probably connect with a couple of poets through social media, and we may just exchange a couple of lines just to, you know, boost the creativity. I believe you should always try to sharpen your skills and stay intact with it. Now, as far as being a spoken word artist, I haven't done that in a while, but I tell you, those guys who are doing it now, and females, they are phenomenal in their respective rights. And I love it. So I would probably like to dabble more into it in the future, but if you haven't had a chance to check out some of these talented guys and gals in regards to the spoken word piece, they will blow your mind.
No, definitely, because I am a tremendous fan. Like, I write poetry, but I am not a spoken word artist. I know my lane. I know my lane, and that is not it. But I so enjoy watching it and listening to it, because when you get individuals who know how to, because spoken word, it is really an art. It is really an art. Yep. And when it's done correctly, it can just really take your breath away. Do you think that you might one day, I know you're working on a different project, but do you think that you might one day publish a book of poetry?
Oh, yes, most definitely. That's something that I'm looking forward to doing, probably not this year, but maybe slated towards 2016. I have a lot of material out there that I definitely want to try to share with the world, so I give them a taste of the old and new so they can kind of see my progression as far as my thought process from when I was a teen up to now.
No, I mean, and I think that would definitely be great, especially because you already kind of have an audience with social media and the interaction with other authors. So, you know, you might even think about possibly compiling your own anthology with some of those other authors or poets, mm-hmm. if you will. And or like you said, even just create your own book, and then that way you already kind of have an audience that's geared toward it, because that's one of the things that I think a lot of authors don't know, is that it is so important to build just an excitement or create a buzz in the midst of the book writing. You know, a lot of times people wait until the book is actually published, but it's so great to already have a fan base waiting for that next book mm-hmm. to come out. So I will definitely be looking out for it, because I am a lover of poetry. I've been one ever since probably high school, and so it's definitely something I love to do in my downtime. But I definitely want to thank you so much, Mario, for taking time out to come on the show. I know you are so busy, but again, anything that's worth having is worth working for, and this writing career, being known as an author, is definitely, you know, work that goes along with it. After you finish writing a book, you have to do tons of promotion, interviews, book events, all of those things, and so, you know, you have really taken the time to count and balance. Is there anything that's coming up other than the release of your book that you want to let the listeners know about?
Right now, I'm probably going to be launching a full-fledged campaign probably the beginning of April. So if you could just stay up to date with me via my website, you'll be able to know where I'm going to be next. So we're trying to hold off until we get right at that April mark, and then I'll go ahead and release the campaign. But I do want to plug, for the fall of this year, we will be having, you know, the APS workshop either in Charlotte, North Carolina, or Memphis, Tennessee. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
Sounds great. I want to thank all of the listeners who tuned in to this interview with award-winning author Mario King. And again, if you want more information about Mario, and as he told you, he will be getting things together. He has a campaign that's coming up. So if you want to keep in touch with him, go to his website, www.mariodking.com. That's www.mariodking.com. And I want to thank Mario for taking the time out to come onto the show. And just to remind the listeners that if you have not already become a follower of Inspirational Talk with Tenille, I encourage you to do so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/authorTJ. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/AUTHORTJ, and just click to follow. And if you want to connect with me outside of Blog Talk Radio, you can do so via LinkedIn. You can friend me on Facebook and even follow me at Twitter at TJ Monique. That's TJ MONIQUE. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Inspirational Talk with Tenille. And until next time, stay inspired. Thank you.